This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. A good economy, which is what the headline numbers tell us we have, sometimes doesn't feel so good. A lot of people feel like they're just getting by, even when they've got what look to be pretty good jobs. Our election year series, My Economy, is all about that, about what happens when you zoom in from the economic big picture, the numbers and the data sets that we talk about all the time, to the way things feel to people who are actually living them, to you.
The life and the kind of job that I want.
Prosperity.
Providing for your children.
My head above water.
My economy.
My economy.
My economy.
Memphis, Tennessee is where the story takes us today, because once you land at the airport there, you are smack dab in the middle of the global economy, in among the people who make it work. Late in the evening, around 10 or 11 o'clock at night, the giant FedEx facility in the northeast corner of the airport starts to get real, real busy.
So this system that you're looking at is rated at 6,000 packages every 2 minutes, and our normal night is 550,000 packages through this sort. As we move forward to the next few weeks, we will process 800,000, 900,000, pushing 1 million packages through this sort each night.
Marcus Martinez helps run what's called the FedEx World Hub. Pretty much any FedEx package that is sent from or is going to someplace outside the United States comes through here.
It's the busiest airport in the world after dark. It's also the heaviest airport in the world in terms of cargo tonnage handled on an annual basis.
And this time of year, it is, let me tell you, closely controlled chaos.
There's about 10,000 people going to be on property tonight. About 7,200 of those are package interface frontline employees.
Package interface. All the boxes and more boxes that you and I and everybody else in this economy are shipping all over the place.
They're coming out of a container, unload right. Up a belt, right. And then that employee in that pod is basically balancing the flow across these individuals.
So that guy is controlling these little arms.
Correct. We're going to do this essentially up here about 3 hours solid a night. This time of year, it's going to be a little bit more.
Takes a lot of people to do that, most of them working overnight, most of them part-time. They do get benefits and health care. There's a tuition reimbursement program that's real popular, but they are not full-time jobs. Some people, like Camilla Johnson, who's studying to be a nurse, work 25 hours a week or so and go to school the rest of the time.
We unload freight and we build up freight to go to the outbound. So it's a lot of forklift driving and it's a lot of tug driving. So it's really fast-paced.
How are you getting by? When do you sleep? When do you...
I sleep like 2 hours, get up, go to school, then I sleep another 2 hours, and then I come to work.
You know that's not, you're going to be a nurse. You know that's not healthy, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, I have been doing it for a while, so my time, I know how to manage my time that, you know, for it, so it can work for me.
Okay, so you're in school. Mm-hmm. You have an almost full-time job. How do things feel, right? Do you feel good? How do you feel?
I feel good. I get the hours that I need to, you know, to live, so... Yeah, I mean, I feel good.
Others, though, like Robert Lee, this is the only job he's got. And I asked him the same question I asked Camilla.
Well, like all Americans, you know, it's a struggle. But since I've been here, I mean, it's gotten better.
Do you have enough money to, if you needed a new car, could you buy a new car? If you want to go on vacation, could you do that?
Not right now.
No?
Not at this moment. I have to save up a little bit.
How much are you able to save? I mean, are you living paycheck to paycheck?
Basically, yes. Like I said, I've gotten a little bit advanced, so, you know, I've gotten a few raises. So, you know, I'm doing a little better.
You feeling good or you're not feeling good?
I'm good.
You can get why somebody working part-time feels like he's just getting by, but it can feel that way even if you've got a good full-time job as well. Up a ways from the offloading of those planes, way up, actually, with dark red lighting and radar screens, is the control tower, where Elisa Sanabria spends her nights tracking and talking to FedEx planes inbound to the Memphis airport.
I've been in the tower for 10 years with the company for 20.
How does your economy right now feel to you?
My personal economy? On the upswing, but I feel that it's because of our hard work and discipline, and it's on the upswing. So I feel pretty good about it, actually.
On the upswing from where?
From having 2 children in 2 years, moving into a larger house, career changes, you know, personal family issues, the various things that happen to everybody's family, you know. But I don't know, maybe with age comes wisdom, and hopefully it's finally kicking in.
How much longer are you going to do this?
I don't know. It's hard. That's hard to say with two small children at home.
How old are your kids?
6 and 4. It's hard. I want to say I love what I do, but at the same time, home is calling.
I understand you probably don't want to answer this question with your boss's boss's boss standing right there. How much is FedEx paying you to do this job in the middle of the night?
They pay me enough, but more would be better.
You work all night, you get hungry. We did, a lot of people do. Bryant's Breakfast came with a strong recommendation. It's a diner, bright yellow and busy inside, with a line that was never less than 20 people long the hour we spent there, but the line does move real fast. Carrie Burton runs the place with her brother.
I've been working in the restaurant since I was 10 years old.
And your dad owned this place?
Yes. And we all worked in the restaurant.
How's business?
It's okay.
How does it feel out there when you go to put gas in the car and make your house payments?
Hard. Everything is hard. Making payments, everything is hard.
Why do you think that is?
It's not like it used to be when we were growing up, you know, business. Yeah. It's hard work. It's a lot to worry about. I mean, I love it, but it's still, you go home with it every day.
Does it stress you out?
Totally. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does. Stresses me out.
Do you lose sleep?
No, I don't lose sleep. I just have a cocktail. Glass of red wine helps it every time. Probably a lot of people's jobs do that, you know? But red wine's good for you, so. That's where y'all are from, California?
Yes, ma'am.
We have to help y'all with your economy, too, in California.
Yes, ma'am, that's true.
Yeah.
There was something I kept hearing from Carrie Burton and all those people at FedEx, too, that was pretty interesting. That although they do feel like they're just getting by, there is economic optimism out there, too, a sense that if they work hard, they're going to do all right. We saw that in the poll we did this fall as well, and we're going to keep on looking for it as we report on the state of the economy leading up to the election next year, figuring out how things feel to the people who are living them. We've got a whole bunch of extras on our website about this, pictures, video, and as I said, our National Economic Survey, the Marketplace Edison Research Poll. While you're there, we hope you'll tell us a bit about your economy and how it feels, and let us know where you think we ought to go next.